Becoming discouraged, I continued my reading, and this sentence consoled me. Yet strive after the better gifts, and I point out to you a yet more excellent way. Then, in the excess of my delirious joy, I cried out, O Jesus, my love, my vocation, at last I have found it. My vocation is love. Yes, I have found my place in the church, and it is you, O my God, who have given me this place. In the heart of the church, my mother, I shall be love. Thus I shall be everything, and thus my dream will be realized. I am only a child, powerless and weak. The heart of a child does not seek riches and glory. She knows only one thing, to love you, O Jesus. Saint Therese, in her childlike way, leads us straight into the heart of the gospel. Her reflections are personal, simple, and profound. She captures the essence of the faith and actually names the vocation of each one of us. Our vocation is love. She presents these truths in a way that is autobiographical, and her reflections demonstrate her holiness. And at the same time, we feel she is one of us, and that she speaks for each of us. There is nothing pretentious about her. Her struggles to understand herself and her faith are so accessible to us. She takes us along on a journey of discovery, in which we can feel she expresses our own questions, and then she helps us receive God's answers. This beautiful little book that Mother Iliana has gifted to us touches my heart in similar ways. Mother Iliana has a way of expressing the most sublime truths in the simplest ways, and she does it all through the personal experience of her adventures in faith. She seems to skip through life with the buoyancy of a little child, and yet she makes her way through some of the most difficult and treacherous territories, including sin, shame, chronic illness, weakness, and poverty. She considers identity crises and personal woundedness. Like Saint Therese, her reflections are saturated with sacred scripture. She brings new light to both familiar and unfamiliar scripture passages through the simplicity of her own prayer and her hard-won personal insights. Like Saint Therese, she touches the most tender places of our hearts, where there can be so much shame, and yet she does it without judgment. And so she helps us with self-acceptance. She makes the love of God so tangible and so much easier to receive. In her introduction, she says she is a painter, not a writer. She says she is a nurse and not a theologian. In these pages, you will discover that she writes poetry with the paintbrush of an artist, and she nurses little ones with her words that provide milk for all of us who are infants in Christ. Confer 1 Corinthians 3:2. For example, consider this little gem of honesty and insight. I went through a particular period in which I was deeply frustrated with myself because I thought I was praying poorly, frequently falling asleep and getting distracted. I apologized to Jesus and said, I'm trying so hard to pray. He responded, Don't try, just be. Be with me, just as you are. Tired, lonely, and poor, that is the place of encounter with God. In her painting and nursing, Mother Iliana's own unique personality comes out so beautifully, along with a picture of how she relates with God. On the one hand, her way of relating, so saturated with liturgy, scripture, times of retreat, and encounters in prayer, is inimitable. On the other hand, she teaches us about the way that God loves, about His faithfulness, and about how eagerly He desires to meet each one of us. She does not present her reflections so that we will try to imitate her way of relating with Him, but rather to give us confidence that God will draw close to us in the way that is best for us. In this way, we discover the answers to the greatest questions as we learn them, like Saint Therese and like Mother Iliana, from the heart of Jesus. And so I say to the reader, God.